Hey friend, Beth here. Have you been wanting to get in God's Word but don't know where to start? Well, we have got you covered. We're so excited to share with you our new gospel study, a meditation on Mark called Listen to Him. In it, you'll not only learn about Scripture, you'll learn how to pray with Scripture by entering into each and every chapter of the gospel imaginatively, bringing your prayer to life. And friend, Jesus is alive. And he wants to encounter you in his word. So join us. You can start today. The Gospel of Mark study is available now in the Blessed Is She shop.
April 30th, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Mary Peach. The Lord's peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. John 14, verse 27. Nearing the end of my graduate studies meant discernment and decision-making on what was coming next. I began my fourth year of teaching, knowing that it would be my last year. I did not know what I would be doing instead, but I knew the Lord was leading me elsewhere. I was in an interior battle between wanting to trust the Lord in where He would lead me next, and my desire for the worldly security of stability. So many questions raced through my head. Could there be any way to do what I truly want and be financially stable? Would this career change mean giving up what I thought I wanted to do? What does the Lord want? I spoke with my spiritual director, my dearest friends, and my mentors about all of the questions that had a grip on me, hoping that what they would say could somehow give me the answer I was looking for. Maybe, just maybe, their answers would be what gave me peace. I found so much comfort in thinking about the peace the world offers, in the lie that only financial security, a stable job, and stability of place would give me peace. Sure, there is peace that comes from having all of these things, but the peace the Lord offers is far better. Ultimately, surrendering all my uncertainties to Jesus gave me the comfort I was looking for all along. I had to trust that He would take me exactly where He desired. Weeks later, I would have the position I dreamed of, mitigating every worry and fear I had. In today's Gospel, see John 14 verses 27 to 31. Jesus breaks the hold of fear and worry that consumed the disciples with the freedom of His peace, a peace that satisfies, a peace that alludes to joy, a peace only God can give. Sister, let us ask the Lord for the peace He desires to give us, a peace that conquers all fear, anxiety, and doubt, a peace that is far better than this world offers. Let our hearts rest in the comfort of His peace.